Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. It is time to awaken America. It is time to awaken to empowerment and truth, because woke is just a joke. Hey, hey, this is Carol Ann Parisi on this beautiful September 28th, 2021. I want to thank you for joining me today. And oil hits a three-year high. Oh, yeah. Wait till you have to pay that gas bill to heat your house this year. Just say, thanks, Joe Biden. Oh, man, people, this stuff is going nuts. You know, before you start getting into stuff, which I got a lot to go into, let's do our Jesus calling and enjoy the peace of his presence for today, the 28th. And let's see where we're at here. And here it is. This is for our Yasha Prayer Force, part of our show. Open your mind and heart, your entire being, to receive my love in full measure. So many of my children limp through their lives, starved for love, because they haven't learned the art of receiving. This is essentially an act of faith, believing that I love you with boundless, everlasting love. The art of receiving is also a discipline, training your mind to trust me, coming close to me with confidence. Remember that the evil one is the father of lies. Learn to recognize his deceptive intrusions into your thoughts. One of his favorite deceptions is undermine your confidence in my unconditional love. Fight back against these lies. Do not let them go unchallenged. Resist the devil in my name, and he will shrink away from you. Draw near to me, and my presence will envelop you in your love. Remember, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came so we might have life in the abundance to the overflow. So that is from Jesus Calling, and that is for today, September the 28th. And the coolest thing is I actually found a Jesus Calling morning and night edition. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. So I can do it at night, too. Thinking maybe it might not be a bad idea to read both of them as I can go through that, and we can do both of them for Yasha Prayer Force. So something that I'm thinking of doing, if I could locate the thing. But I want to thank you for joining me today. Let's do our Yasha Prayer Force, part of our show. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your son Jesus and his precious blood. We ask you, Father, to keep your hand of protection and provision over our country and over our loved ones. And, Father, especially protect those that are in Afghanistan because of irresponsibility. They were just abandoned there, God. Please, God, you hold these people accountable. You know the beginning from the end. Please expose the truth, Father. It is so important because your word even tells us the truth will set us free. Your truth will set us free. So, God, please expose the truth, we ask and pray in Jesus' name. We hope to glorify you in all we do. And, you know, please put your hand of protection and provision on this country and on us individually and, you know, help our leaders with wisdom and discernment, all of us. Wisdom and discernment, God, that is what we seek. Okay. Interesting things going on. Very interesting things going on. I guess COVID-19, they knew. COVID-19 blame game, John Moody, author of the, of course they knew, China knew what it was doing. So there you go. This is great. The content, WND had an article about how Johnson & Johnson, one of the CEOs, and actually this is awesome, Project Veritas, fabulous. But Taylor Lee, Food and Drug Administration, says he's going to just go to the unvaccinated and blow it into them, meaning the vax. Blow it dart into them. I'm going to go door-to-door and stab everyone with the vaccine. Oh, it's just your booster shot. There you go. So if you put every anti-vaxxer like sheep into, like, Texas, and you close off Texas from the rest of the world, and you go, okay, you be in Texas until we deal with this pandemic. This is from horrible people. His tone also took on a racist tone. All these wealthy white people are getting vaccinated because they're educated. Mm. But you could get that at WND. It's a free press for a free people, and it has all the Project Veritas videos. Let's see, they had released comments from economists for the Food and Drug Administration who was demanding forced COVID-19 vaccines for Americans. The economist Taylor Lee was calling for a register of all unvaccinated Americans. Lee said the U.S. government policy could emulate Nazi Germany when it comes to a COVID vaccine. See, the census goes door to door if you don't respond, so we have the infrastructure to do it. Of course, COVID vaccinations, that is. It'll cost a ton of money, but I think at that point there needs to be a registry of people who aren't vaccinated, although that's sounding very much like Nazi Germany. Like Nazi Germany, I mean, like, think about, like, the Jewish Star for unvaccinated Americans. Mm-hmm. Yep. So he just wants to, like, blow a dart into people and jab them. That is, you could catch that again on WorldNet Daily, Google Project Veritas. Justin Durant is someone else that was caught on a tape, I guess. Wait. That he's a scientist for Johnson & Johnson. And some of the things he said are stunning. Let's see if we can find them here. Inconvenience the unvaccinated to the point where it's like, I might as well just effing do it. Yeah. And take the COVID vaccine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't go out of state. I can't go to grandma's in Canada. I can't visit her. You know what I'm saying? You can't go to France unless you're vaccinated. You know, you got to just keep doing stuff like that. We're almost like a second-grade citizen if you're not vaccinated, but I know that's awful. Durant made it clear that those unvaccinated are like second-grade citizens. Like, you can't do anything normal citizens can do. I don't know, second grade, is that second-class citizen? I'm just reading from the article. The only way people really act and comply is if it affects their pocket. Like, if you're working for a big company and you're going to lose your job, best believe you'd be the first in line to take the vax. That's smart. That is what we need to do. But he doesn't recommend his own company's product, explaining, don't get the Johnson & Johnson COVID. I didn't tell you that, though. Both Durant and Schott say giving the COVID vaccine to children would make no difference. It's a kid. You know, you just don't do that, you know. Not something that's so unknown in terms of repercussions. Okay, it's a kid. You just don't do that, you know. Not something that's so unknown in terms of repercussions down the road, you know, Schott warned. S-C-H-A-D-T, Schott. Stringing together a list of offensive words to emphasize his point. So, and this is all from Project Veritas. You could Google Project Veritas, or you can go to WND, the free press for a free people, and Google WND Johnson & Johnson exec warned companies vaaccines. So, and here in the video, economist Taylor Lee calling for a registry for all unvaccinated Americans. See, Lee said the U.S. government policy can emulate Nazi Germany when it comes to the COVID vaccine. So we already read you that. But, yeah, this is what these people want to do. Okay, nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see here. No, your freedoms aren't being taken away. Let's, you know, no gaslighting. Oh, my gosh. We're in some deep doo-doo, man. We are in some deep, deep doo-doo. So, more deep doo-doo, like deep debt doo-doo. This is from the Heritage Foundation. This is frightening. There's, I guess, a possible vote Thursday on this $5 trillion spending bill. Speaker Pelosi and Leader Schmuck Schumer continue to work to bring together a coalition of the necessary votes to pass a total of $5 trillion in spending. The $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill and $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill are tied together, and a vote for one is a vote for both. Isn't that convenient? Nothing to see here. A vote for one is a vote for both. Porky little piggies they are. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So they continue to struggle to whip up the needed votes to pass both bills. Speaker Pelosi plans to hold a vote on Thursday in the House on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. However, that may not happen due to continued infighting. This is a list that has been put together of the full provisions of the reconciliation bill, and this was done by the Heritage Foundation. Heritage, you can Google Heritage, you can get their emails. Here's the laundry list of left-wing agenda items. Providing amnesty for 8 million individuals. The fact that Democrats are even considering overruling parliamentarian who has said reconciliation cannot be used for amnesty should be noted to the American people. Funding abortion on demand. It mandates that Obamacare plans cover abortion and transportation for abortions in 2024, overriding laws of 11 of 12 states who did not expand Medicaid and banned Obamacare exchanges from covering abortion. Expanding government run, it would expand Obamacare, expand Medicare as a program that's quickly running out of money and would threaten access to life-saving drugs. Okay? Raising energy prices, and that's happening as we speak. At a time when energy prices have risen 25% for the average consumer over the last year, it would add a natural gas tax that could actually increase emissions while making it more costly for American households to keep the lights on. Giving blue states a bailout. Lifting the state and local taxes, SALT deduction could cap reward higher income taxpayers living in high tax states who are overwhelmingly blue. Hey, like right here in Illinois, the land to live in. While incentivizing those states and spend and tax more, it would mean giving the top 1% tax cut of $33,000, while the middle 60% would get a tax cut of just $27 annually. Subsidizing green energy and left-wing groups. It provides credits for electrical vehicles as well as including green provisions such as the Civilian Climate Corps that would benefit groups like Sierra Club and woke corporations. Increasing taxes for businesses, large and small, and it would create an army of IRS tax enforcers. See, they want to have these tax enforcers that they can go and check everybody's little bank account, okay? Now, I'm sorry. I mean, even children, you know, have bank accounts. You know, if their parents don't spend all the money that they get from, like, grandparents and stuff, aunts and uncles for birthdays, not everybody buys kids dumb toys or some. You buy my dad used to buy a little stupid toy and then give money. You know, $25, $35. We're not talking hundreds. But, you know, that's what most people do for their grandkids. They get them a little something so to open and you have a little fun. But, yeah, now you're going to have the IRS going after your kids' bank accounts, college savings. It's going to remake American society to benefit government bureaucrats. See, these left-wing interest groups and coastal elites, while taxing and controlling the hard-working, tax-paying America, this bipartisan deal is to vote to unlock $3.5 trillion in reconciliation spending, and Republicans should be reminded that the bipartisan, quote-unquote, infrastructure deal is not as innocuous as it might seem, okay? So it's passed the Senate, and the House is planning to vote on it next. It contains over $1 trillion in spending. It will increase our national debt by $250 billion. Only 10% of this so-called, quote-unquote, infrastructure bill is for roads and bridges, okay? So, you know, the leftists, the progressives, the regressives, the big government control freaks, you know, like the a-hole C's that wear, like, you know, go to $25,000, $35,000 galas and, you know, $1,000 dresses or multi-$1,000 dresses or $10,000. I don't even know how much that stupid dress was. But, yeah, those people, the progressives, quote-unquote, have been threatening to vote against this bill unless they could also get to vote on the $3.5 trillion, quote-unquote, reconciliation. So this is really, this is not good. And Slow-mo Sleepy Joe keeps saying, oh, it's paid for, it's paid for, it's paid for. No. And you know what's going to happen? Businesses are just going to raise their prices. Even though stupid, you know, Psaki says it's unfair and absurd for businesses to raise prices if this administration raises corporate taxes. Excuse me, businesses are in business to make money. Okay, if you had a small business, you're not business not to make money. That is what you started business for, okay? That is what most people that I know start businesses for. If you don't want to make money, then start a philanthropic organization and don't get paid like some of these Black Lives Matter people. Yeah, they got $1 billion mansion people. You know, isn't that supposed to be a charity? You know, no, Black Lives Matter only, they only matter if it's white cops that are shooting black criminals. That's it. I don't know about the poor kids that have been shot in the city of Chicago this weekend. Disgusting. So, friends, they're going to spend more money. They're going to keep taking down our country. And what's going to happen? You're going to lose your freedom. We're all going to lose our freedom. They're treating us like Nazi. They're Nazis. They're treating us like the Jews. Study the Holocaust, okay? And we need to just conquer this cancel culture, and we need to speak truth. Time. It's time for us to show up, stand up, speak up. We cannot give up. We cannot put up. We cannot shut up. We have to tell people the truth, and we expect our leaders to tell us the truth, okay? If we don't get the truth from them, how can we, why do you think so many people have not gotten this COVID vaccine? Because there's no truth out there. There's a bunch of lies and spin, okay? Why don't you be forthcoming? The Wuhan virus came from a lab, maybe even Dr. Fauci, and I'm not putting my tinfoil hat on, but he's making money, and I have no problem with people making money. But you don't make money on the backs of the hardworking taxpayers. Like these Washingtonians do. We got to stop. We have to stop. We have to be that change. We have to hold people accountable. We have to talk to others in our everyday life and say, hey, what do you think of this this spending bill? And find out about it as much as you can. And it's going to cost people more money, okay? Debt is slavery. Debt is slavery. Why does government want to control us? Every area of our life, we don't need them to control us. We need our borders protected. They're failing epically at that, okay? And because a sovereign nation has borders. That is a biblical principle, okay? We need our borders protected. We do not defund police officers because a government's job is to protect the people, not, quote-unquote, provide everything for them. Yes, there is nothing wrong with the hand up. And you know something? I do believe the hand up should be the church's obligation, the religious organization's obligation, the temples, the churches, the mosques. yes, government could go ahead. I get it. There are some things that, I mean, you know, okay, Social Security. People have paid into Social Security. They think they're going to get it. I think it's like going bankrupt like in the next 5 years. I think we're out of money. But we're going to see if this government shuts down on Thursday. I think that would be the best thing for our whole country if the government, all those people in Washington, D.C., maybe they should each give up a paycheck for a year or two. I mean, look at how rich Nancy Pelosi is with all of her insider trading. And she's lying to people. She's lying to me. Oh, my husband and I don't talk. He made $5 million because of information that only she knew about and they were voting on. This is what one of the stock guys says. Just pay attention to what she's voting on and what she's doing and follow the money and the stocks. Her husband has made more money with Starkist Tuna and in the stock market. And these people say they're for the little people. Excuse me, but the orange man that the left hates didn't even take a freaking paycheck, okay? He may not have been articulate, but I'll tell you something. He didn't need them to get money. Joe Biden has been in politics for 50 years. You're going to tell me Hunter Biden making millions of dollars at Burisma? Now they're finding, oh, yeah, there was a laptop. Oh, really? All of a sudden, their mainstream media is coming out saying there was a laptop and Hunter's making money from China. Awaken America, this is stunningly scary. This is not Democrat, Republican. This is swamp, lifelong people that have been in quote-unquote office. You know, it's called public service. They're there. They work for us. They work for we the people. And they get paid more. I've never made $174,000 a year on a job. Are you kidding me? That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. Plus, they get budgets. They get their planes there taken care of. And then they get all the money from their donors that they actually get to keep once they, if they don't win a campaign, all their donor money, if they don't use it, they get sick. I mean, Barbara Boxer's 88 years old, and she's running for another term. And then the woman is, I think they're saying she's got dementia, too. I mean, go serve your country, yes. Serve your country. But don't be a lifetime politician like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Barbara Boxer. Even, who's the other one? There's a Republican that's running. He's 78 years old. He's in the Senate. Chuck Grassley, I think, 78 years old. He's going to be 84 years old. Come on. You have to get a life. Oh, no, they make what? I think the senators make even more than the congressmen do. I think the senators make like, to something. I don't know. I don't know. Don't know. Don't know. But anyway, I want to thank you for joining me today. We did do our Yasha prayer for us. I'm going to end up with the Jesus calling for today, the nighttime prayer. And go check out some of those things from the Heritage Foundation, WorldNet Daily, and that fabulous James O'Keefe with that COVID vaccine. They know that there's bad stuff going on and kids shouldn't get it. And you know what? If your boss tells you that you're going to get fired if you don't want to take the vaccine, I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of people rising up on that because that just ain't right. I mean, fine. If you want to take it, that's great. It's your body. It's your choice. Okay? And go look at what they're going to be spending $3.5 trillion on. America will never be the same. Anyway, I want to thank you for joining me. Today is September the 28th. And let's read the evening prayer from the Jesus Calling for Yasha Prayer Force. And this is, because I'm infinite, I could see you simultaneously as you are now and as you will be in heaven. The presence of you helps me to work with you in things you need to change. The heavenly vision enables me to love you with perfect everlasting love. The best way to see through the eyes of grace is to look through the lens of my unfailing love. And the scripture they have here is in Psalms, how priceless is your unfailing love, both high and low among men. Find refuge in the shadow of your wings. That's Psalm 36:7. And here's another one. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look at him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. That's Psalm 34:4 and 5. And you're troubled by fear or failure or fear of failure, remind yourself, my love for you will never fail. And that is from Jesus Calling. Thank you for joining me today. Be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment and peace of mind. But just, you know, let's awaken America. Let us awaken. Let's each one reach one, each one teach one. Let's lift each other up. Let's not tear each other down. If we stay together as we the people, they the government won't have any power over us. Because you know what? A lot of them over there, that's all they want is power. Have your own power, your personal power, and power in God. Thank you for joining me today. Again, peace, love, freedom, and, of course, peace of mind from Boston. Catch you next time on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Stay awakened, my friends, and awaken to the truth. Woke is just a joke.